Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
16 on this Wednesday, October 21st, 13 days till Election Day. Early voting has begun in most of the parishes, so we advise you to make sure you vote if it's early or on November 3rd. Either way, get it done. Ron Fauché joins us now, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. We're going to talk about stimulus relief and something else I saw that interested me. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
This Gallup poll really got my attention, and it's Americans' views on whether they're better or worse off than 4 years ago, and that was the big, I guess, question originally posed by Ronald Reagan, if I remember correctly. But if you look at the results of this one, September 14th through 28th, 2020, the question was worded, "I'd like you to compare your situation today with what it was 4 years ago. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago or not?" And as it stands now, 56%, or at least according to this poll, 56% said they are better off. And if you compare that with previous years, 2012, 45% said they were. In 2004, it was 47%. 1992, 38%. And way back to 1984, 44%. Can we glean anything from this, Ron? Did we learn anything from this? Is this a harbinger of things to come?
Well, you have to look at it in context. And the context is, since that poll was taken, two other polls were taken. And instead of showing 56% said they were better off, one says 49%, the other says 44%. So the Gallup numbers are really something of an outlier there. The other thing too is on the polling that shows that people in the mid to high 40s think things are better off than they were 4 years ago. A significant number of Democrats, about 25% of Democrats, agree that they're better off. So just when I say Democrats, I mean Biden supporters. So just because people are saying they're better off doesn't necessarily mean they're voting for Donald Trump. The other thing is that when voters are asked if they think the country is better off than it was 4 years ago, then those numbers go way down into the 30s. The gospel I preach right before every election like this is, don't take any one poll too seriously. Mm-hmm. Look at all of them and see what they're showing.
All right, we got to you a little bit late, so we're going to take an early break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the stimulus package and the importance of it to the nation, to people that are hurting. And I don't see any way that this gets passed because of the politics of it all, but you've forgotten more than I'll ever know, so we'll find out when we come back. Ron Fauché, our guest, political analyst, publisher of Lunchtime Politics. If you have any questions or comments, please text them to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870, and I'll make sure that Ron hears your question. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, about the presidential race and also about the stimulus relief. And I'm not quite sure, Ron, where the president is on stimulus relief now. Do we know where anybody is exactly, where the Democrats are in the House, where Mitch McConnell is in the Senate, the president, Mnuchin, a lot of different players here. Is there any coordinated plan here, not, or is it just chaos?
Well, it looks more like chaos, and what it is everybody's playing raw politics. The White House is moving around all the time. They have their Treasury Secretary out negotiating a specific deal with Nancy Pelosi, but then the president said he wants to spend even more money than the $2 trillion they were talking about, which was in conflict with what the White House's position was earlier. Nancy Pelosi, a lot of people think she's intentionally dragging her feet because she would rather vote for the stimulus after the election when she feels that Democrats would have more leverage. And then you have Mitch McConnell, who could have the last word, and he doesn't want to pass a $2 trillion stimulus, and he certainly doesn't want to do anything in the next week and a half between now and the election because he's focused like a laser beam on getting Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. So he doesn't want to take on any new controversy that could risk that. So everybody has their agendas. At some point, something will be done, but it may not happen until after the election.
I can't imagine any of this happening before the election because, the president, the stimulus checks went out with the president's name on it. If anyone thinks that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to vote for a stimulus check going out, I don't even know if there's time to get it in the mail before the election now, where people are going to receive a $1,200 check with Donald Trump's signature on it before the election. You got to be in some kind of fantasy land, huh?
Yeah, I just don't think Pelosi wants to do that, and I think that's been part of the strategy. And so I don't expect it to happen. But, you know, the McConnell's position, and, you know, he still has control of the Senate right now, and he wants to get the Supreme Court nomination done. Now, you know, I often wonder why Congress can't chew gum and walk at the same time, but that's really about where they've gotten. They can really only focus on one big issue, and he wants it to be the Supreme Court, and he wants to get that done before the election because he knows that if he doesn't get it done before the election, it may never get done the way they want it to.
The other thing I was wondering about in terms of Mitch McConnell as opposed to the president saying now he wants, if I understood you correctly, more stimulus than the Democrats want, which is odd for a Republican president if you're going to be fiscally conservative to say that right before an election. But Mitch McConnell is also eyeing Senate races, is he not, and trying to make sure, or one of his goals is to make sure the Republicans maintain control of the Senate?
Oh, absolutely. That, you know, that's his big political priority in addition to the Supreme Court right now. And the pressure he's getting from some Republican incumbents who are in trouble, and there's quite a few, is that they would like to pass some kind of a stimulus package so they can show people back at home they can get things done. You know, it's not always a matter with voters, the ideology of what you're doing. It's sometimes a matter of your effectiveness. Can you get things done? And that could hurt quite a few incumbents, particularly Republicans, because they're more vulnerable Republican incumbents in this election. But it could also hurt some Democrats, too.
In terms of Republican senators that are facing serious challenges, would Amy Coney Barrett getting that done before the election maybe offset anything not being done by the stimulus, where, and that's why it's so important, that not necessarily that they can't concentrate on more than one thing, but they want to put this in the win column so that Republican senators that are facing re-election, that they can hang their hopes on that?
Yeah, I think that is part of it, because they're looking at the polls, and the polls are showing that Judge Barrett is well thought of by most Americans. She has positive ratings. She even has fairly decent not that great, but you know, a significant number of Democrats give a positive rating. So they would rather get that accomplished, and they need to do that for their base as well.
Anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, I think, you know, we're in for an interesting week and a half. We have no idea what this debate on Thursday night's going to bring and what's going to happen in the last week. So, you know, as we say, but right before any election, it's you know, we're landing the jet right into the hurricane. Just, you know, put your seatbelts on and do your best.
I love it. It's as a political junkie, and, you know, you do this for your life's work, but this is our Super Bowl. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Ron Fauché, political analyst, publisher of Lunchtime Politics. It's going to be a fascinating 2 weeks, man. I'm telling you, right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.